早上好。
And Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
I know the Chinese New Year is not till the end of the month.
我们这知道中国新年今年一月底才开始。
But for us Americans, all of us, we always start the clock again on January 1st.
但是我们大多数人，我们都1月1号就开始庆祝新年了。
It's always such a great pleasure. They always put this too high because they think I'm big. Good morning.
早上好。
Let me do this. And I know Pastor Robin talked to you last week about resolutions. Right?
牧师知道上周那个饶宾牧师呢，他跟我们也讲了新年立志向的这个事情。
The American custom.As long as I can remember, and I'm 62, has basically been on New Year's, you make some resolutions about what you're going to do differently in the coming year.
在美国有这样的一个传统，那牧师今年62岁了，他记得这个传统有很多很多年了。就在新年那一天呢，你会立下一个志向，然后看一看今年会做一些什么不一样的事情。
The famous Christian pastor Jonathan Edwards.
那有一个基督徒的一个牧师
，back in the late 1700s in America，
那在18世纪的时候
，actually did resolutions every year for himself， and actually there was about 60 of them。
那他那个时候在十八世纪的时候就每年做这样的新年立志的这个事情，所以这个传统有很多年了。
And they were very profound Christian resolutions about being better.
那个时候做了大概有60几个这样新年的志愿，那这些志愿都是非常深奥，但是又很好的一些基督徒的一些新年志愿。
It's a time when we look and do a self-examination.
那这也是一个很好的时间，让我们可以自我省察的时间。
It's a time for new commitments.
那也是新，可能是新的一个机会，可以去做一些新的一些尾声。
New goals，
新的一些目标。
New vision，
新的一些愿景。
New dream，
新的梦想。
I know that many of the well-known Christians of old, John Calvin, John Wesley, use different things to do this examination.
那牧师知道有很多很好的基督徒领袖们，他们用一些不同的一些方法去做这样的一个新年规划。
John Calvin used to take the Ten Commandments and used to ask himself how he was doing versus the Ten Commandments.
那有一个牧师，约翰牧师呢，他是根据那个十诫，然后根据十诫来做他的这样的新年的规划。
John Wesley would often read the Sermon on the Mount.And see how he was doing compared to the Sermon on the Mount.
那约翰·卫斯理牧师呢？他是用登山宝训的教导来做自己的新年规划。
Maybe when you take a look at last year, you come into this new year a little more discouraged.
那或许你今年进入今年的时候呢，你或许是有些不愉快的迎接了今年的新的一年。
Maybe you had some trauma in your life last year.
有可能在你的生活中有些不愉快，有些不愉快的经历。
Maybe you did not accomplish all the things that you hoped to accomplish.
或许过去没有实现你自己想要实现的一些目标。
Maybe you can sit here this morning and say, I really failed last year.
或许今天早上会在想，我去年好像我就失败了。
Maybe.If I ask you the question, as you sit in that chair today, are you closer to God than you were at the same time last year?
那我可以问大家一个这样的问题：当你今天早上坐在这个椅子上的时候，你与神在比起去年的这一天，你是更亲近了吗？
You might flinch or hesitate at that question.
你可能当你想这个问题的时候，你有可能会有点点犹豫。
Well.That year, last year, 2019, is gone.
那去年2019年已经过去了。
And I have some good news for you.
那今天早上有一个好的消息给你们。
The game isn't over.
这游戏还没有结束。
The race is not done.
奔跑还没有结束。
We're going to get to start all over again.
那我们可以重新开始。
All right, you ready to just take a deep breath?
你或许可以做一个深呼吸。
And start all over again?
然后重新开始吗？
Perhaps some of you or some people that you know have even turned their back on God.
或许你们中间的一些人可能还没有转向神。
They've said, God, it's just not working.
或许他就说，神啊，这就不这就没办法成功啊。
This thing called Christianity, not really working for me.
那这个称为基督教的这个东西，好像跟我没有什么相关。
But again, I have good news.
那我们还是有好消息给你们。
You get another try.
你可以再试一次。
Even though you may think, man, did I mess up last year?
即使你可能认为自己过
去搞砸了。Man, as I sit here, if they really knew what I was like.
你或许在想，我今天坐这边，大家都知道我其实是已经搞砸了。
The people sitting next to me really know some of the thoughts that I have.
那坐在我旁边那些人知道我犯了些什么错。
They would say, you are a mess.
或许他就说你就是一个。
Even if that happens for you, God still has a plan for your life. Amen?
那即使是这样的情况，那神仍然对我们有这样的计划。
God has a plan for each of you.
神对我们每一个人都有一个计划。
When I was a kid, we used to play different games.
那当牧师是小孩子。
I'm talking little. I'm talking 10 years old. We played a lot of games outside. Kids play a lot of inside today. We used to play a lot outside.
那当牧师还是十岁的小孩子的时候，他们会有很多的游戏，而且是在室外的游戏。
And sometimes we would start the game, and it started not going well.
那有些时候他们做些游戏的时候。
Whatever the game was, it just wasn't going the way it's supposed to.
那这游戏就好像就玩的不是很好，不是很顺利。
And so we yell out, "Do over!"
然后他们玩的不顺利的时候，他们就会说
"Try. We're going to start all over again."
他们就说重来吧，重新开始。
Some of you adults might be familiar with this because do we have anybody who plays golf in here?
那在座有没有人有没有
Nobody plays golf.
高尔夫球的啊，有一个。
There's a thing in golf called a mulligan.
那在这个高尔夫球的里面有一个叫做重新发球的这样的。
I need a mulligan all the time. A mulligan is when you get up to the ball and you miss, or you hit it, it goes that way.
那在高尔夫球里面呢，有一个这样的一个叫 mulligan 的一个术语，就说当你。
So the people you're playing with will say, just take a mulligan.
那如果当你打球，但是你错过了一个球呢，那旁边的人就说你就再发一次吧，重发一次。
Try again.
重新再试一次。
A mulligan is nice because it doesn't count on the score.
那重新发球这个是很好的，因为它不会计算你的那个发球的那个数字，可以重新开始。
Our God is a God of mulligans.
我们的神呢是允许人重新开始的神。
He's a God of do-overs.
他是让我们能够重新开始的。
He's a God of second chances.
他是给我们有第二个机会的神。
Third chances.
第三个机会。
If there's the old American song, you just get yourself up, brush yourself off, and start all over again.
那有一个传统的美国的一个歌曲，就说你就重新振作起来，拍拍灰尘，然后重新做。
Failure is just a part of life.
你的失败是我们的生命的一部分，只是一部分而已。
One story tells about this executive who hires a young man to work for him, and this man makes a million-dollar mistake. this young man in the business. He makes $1 million mistake, and he goes into the boss.
然后有一个总裁呢,
and he says, I know you're going to want to fire me because I made $1 million mistake.
他雇佣了一个年轻人，这年轻人呢，他做了一个犯了一个错误。
And the boss says, I'm not going to fire you. I just spent $1 million on you.
然后他犯了一个错误,
you just learned a great lesson that you've learned early in your career.
然后呢，损失了钱了以后呢，然后他就说，你是不是要把我给解雇了？ 然后他说，我不能解雇， 我已经刚在你身上花了上百万的钱， 怎么会解雇你呢？
When I was young, we used to go out and play baseball. You know, especially in the summertime, when school was out, we just go and play baseball all day.
当牧师年轻的时候，特别是没有上不用学校的时候，暑假的时候，可以去外面去打棒球，然后一打就一整天。
Sometimes you get to the field, and there was nobody there yet.
那有的时候你就到了那个场地呢，发现还没有其他人到。And
so you'd have to play by yourself.
那就你就一个人自打自的。And
so if you know baseball, what you do to play by yourself is you take the ball.
那如果你知道棒球呢，你就怎么样自己打呢？
You try to hit it.
你就自己把球给抛起来，然后就打球。Well,
there's a story about a young man.
那有一个故事关于一个小男孩。
Who took his baseball bat and his glove and his hat.
然后他就带着这个棒球棒，还有他的手套，还有他的帽子，
and his ball,
还有这个球，
and went to the field, and he was full of himself and kept confidence about how good a batter he was.
然后他去了以后呢，就浑身就非常的有那个自信。
And so when he got to the field, he tossed the ball in the air, and he said to himself, I am the greatest batter that ever lived.
然后这个小男孩他把球抛到空中，然后他就说我是最伟大的击球手。
And when the ball came down, he missed.
然后当球掉下来的时候，他就没有击中球，然后球就被错过了。
And he said, okay, well, he picked the ball up, threw it up again. Strike two.
然后他就又把球又抛起来，然后又击一下，结果又错过了。他就说，这第二击。He's
a little puzzled because he's the world's greatest hitter, and he said that a second time, the world's greatest batter.
然后他就说有点点那个犹豫，他说，哎，我应该是最好的击手啊。Second
time, he looked at the bat to make sure there's not a hole in the bat.
然后他就看他的棒球棒，看棒球棒上有没有洞啊。And
so he picked it up once more.
他把球又拿起来，
threw it up in the air,
然后抛在空中，
got back,
然后去打球。
He yelled out, strike three.
然后他说，
you're out of there. Because he saw that on TV. You're out of there.
然后他说，
three strikes and you're out.
他说你还又错过球了，所以出局了。
And just like Mighty Casey in the poem, Casey at the bat, he missed for a third straight.
然后他连着，despite
yelling, I'm the greatest batter that ever lived.
然后他连续三次都错过球，但他还仍然说他是这世界上最伟大的击球手。
And when he missed and said, you're out of there, he became discouraged. He walked around for a little while.
然后他有一小会儿呢，他有点灰心了，然后他就在走来走去。
And then a big smile came on his face.
然后他就开始有点笑，大笑。 然后他就对自己说：“我是这个世界上最伟大的扔球手，因为他没有击中球，但球扔对了。”
So if you're having a bad year and you thought you were the world's greatest batter, you may be the world's greatest pitcher.
所以或许你认为你是最伟大的击球手，但实际上你有可能是最伟大的这个扔球手，扔的让别人击不中。
You may feel as though you've struck out.
你可能会有点觉得你被别人击。
We've all struck out somewhere in our life.
我们都在生活中的某些方面受到过挫折。
The good news is that there's always another chance.
好消息是总会有另外一个机会。
You know, in baseball, if you strike out, if you hit the ball one of every three times you're at bat, you're in the Hall of Fame. If you hit the ball one time out of three, you're in the Hall of Fame. That means two times you failed every time.
在棒球这里面呢，如果你三分之一次的时候能够击到球呢，你就已经很有名了，可以了。
There's always another chance with God.
那在神呢，总是会给我们一些第二次机会。
You might have heard the Christian expression, "When God closes a door, He opens a window."
你或许听过一个这样的基督教的有一个名言，就说当神关上一扇门，他会开一扇窗。
Does anybody here want a second chance?
大家想要有第二次机会吗？
Second chance?
第二次机会吗？
Anybody here want to clean the state the slate? Start all over again?
大家想要我们重新开始吗？
I know that we serve a God of second chances.
我们知道我们服侍的神是给人第二次机会的神。
And for that, I am enormously grateful to him.
那为此，我们非常的感恩。
Our sins, our mistakes, are never, and please catch this, our sins and mistakes are never greater than the grace of God.
我们的罪，我们的错误，从来都没有超过神的恩典。
Our failures, whatever they are never greater than God's love.
我们的失败，无论是什么样的失败，都不永远不会超过神的爱。
Our past failures don't define you; they don't define us. Our mistakes and our failures don't define us.
我们的失败，我们的错误，并没有定义我们。
And they do not determine who we will be in the future.
那这它也不会决定我们将来的发展。
As we start this new year, I wanted to point out today three attitudes that will lead to three different actions.
那在新年的开始的时候，牧师想要跟大家分享三个信息，会影响我们的三个行动。
And the first thing I want to plant right in your minds today is this. Write it down. Failure is not final.
那第一个想要在你的脑海中植入的信息是，失败它不是最终的。
If failure was final, none of us would make it.
那如果失败是最终的，我们谁也跑不赢最后。
None of the heroes of the Bible would have ever made it.
那在圣经里面的所有的英雄也都做不到。
One of the things I loved when I was coming to faith when I was 40 years old, I didn't come to Christ until I was almost 40 years old.And one of the things I loved was the fact that when I read the Bible, it was full of failures. All these people had failed God. I thought they were all great people of God, and they were, but they all had failed.
那牧师大约四十岁的时候信主。那当他快四十岁的时候，他读圣经，他最让他惊奇的是，圣经里面并不是记载了很多完美的人，而是记载着有些失败的人。
The Bible is one story after another of people who messed up.
那圣经里面记载的就是一个又一个做了一些错事的人。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
He was lying all the time.
亚伯拉罕总是骗人。
Isaac.
以撒。
Jacob.
雅各。
Liars.
他们都是撒谎的人。
Jonah,
约拿
Jonah's running a long way all the time.
他总是逃跑，逃避神的话。
Samson,
参孙
strong guy,
很强壮的人。
Had a problem with ladies.
然后他跟妇女有染。
David,
大卫
the most beloved king in Israel, David,
在以色列最备受欢迎的王。
Did he make any mistakes?
他犯过错罪吗？犯过错吗
？Just a few, like murdering his best friend, stealing his wife. That's a little problem.
他杀人，然后抢别人的妻子。
Paul.
保罗。
Peter.
然后这些都是伟大的人物进入我们的脑海中，但他们都犯过错，他们都有过失败。
If failures were not included in the Bible, there'd be nothing in there.
如果圣经里面没有包含失败的话，那圣经里就什么都没有了。
If failures weren't allowed in church, we might as well close the doors.
如果教会不能够允许有失败的话，那我们教会就要关门了。
If people who failed aren't allowed in Eastern Hills, we might as well not be here.
那如果在教会我们不允许有失败的人的话，那我们就不会有人在。
But the Bible shows us that failure is not final.
但是圣经告诉我们，失败不是最终的。
It tells us in the Bible in Hebrews 4:16.
那在希伯来书四章十六节。
Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy. That we may find God's grace to help us in our time of need.
希伯来书四章十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到他施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
It should be thought of as a great gift. This thing, this do-over God gives us.
那这失败呢？这可以应该被想成是一个伟大的一个礼物，是神赐给我们重新做一次的机会。
The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come.
圣经又说，这是在哥林多后书五章十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Jesus said, I come to make all things new.
耶稣说，我来让一切万物更新。
The second attitude, the first is failure is not final. Second attitude God wants us to adopt is the truth that bad results, bad things that happen can be redeemed.
那第一个想法是失败不是最终的，第二个就是坏的结果是可以挽救的。
Now it's very true that bad choices lead to bad consequences.
那错误的选择一定是会导致严重的后果。
And many of us are living with the results of some wrong decisions that we have made in our lives.
那我们中的很多人都过着这样的一个生活，这个生活是因为我们过去做的一些错误的决定，我们要承受这样的后果。
We know from the Bible that God forgives the past sins when we repent.
但是当我们知道圣经说当我们悔改的时候神会宽恕我们过去的罪。
I better put this down before I hurt somebody, especially me.
那牧师要把这个棒球棒要放下来。
Not only does he deal with the sin and forgive our past sins, but he also heals the wounds that come from those sins.
那神不仅仅宽恕我们过去的罪，他甚至可以 愈合我们的伤口。
It is, however, true that some of those wounds have scars over them.
但是即使伤口愈合，也会留下
伤疤。So you may have some
scars
as a result of some worldly or sinful behavior that you've been involved with.
所以我们有可能会因为我们的罪的过去的罪，所以也会留下一些伤疤。
But even these scars that you carry with you can carry a purpose.
但是这些伤疤也是有意义的。
They remind us of what happens when we disobey God sometimes.
这些可以让我们想起
and try to go our own.
想起我们不顺服神的时候会做成什么样，会有什么样的结果。
But they also have a positive result. They can help us relate to other people who are going through or have been through similar issues.
这些伤疤也可以让我们帮助一些其他经历类似的事情的人，让我们可以跟他们感同身受。
So violence, anger, sex problems, money problems, problems with parenting, problems with our parents, issues and wounds over marriages, issues and wounds over drugs, work.You name it, all these things that have scars, we can still relate to God, and God can still help you with these things.
那有各种各样的问题，我们可能会有些愤怒，我们会有些性的一些问题，可能会跟朋友亲戚吵架，这些都会造成这样的后果，也会有这样的伤疤。
And as we relate to others with similar issues and problems, we can help them to know that their wounds will heal, and the consequences of their actions will get redeemed through Jesus Christ.
那因为我们有这样的可能有这样的经验，我们可以帮助我们身边的人知道伤口会愈合。
It is comforting for us today to know that our God, as big as He is, can take our failures and use them for His glory.
那也很奇妙的是，我们知道神会借着我们的伤口的愈合，我们以前所犯的罪，那可以荣耀他。
Out of all the examples in the Bible, perhaps the best one for you guys to look at would be the Apostle Peter.
那在圣经里面有一个很好的一个例子，就是
What was Peter's nickname or his name that Jesus gave him?
那彼得的这个小名是什么
？In Greek, the rock.
是彼
Stability.
是磐石。
Strength.
有强壮力量。
You would think out of all the apostles, he's the man.
那在所有的使徒中呢，他是大弟子。
In fact, when Jesus was going to the cross, he looked at Peter and told him that he was going to go. Peter, he said, "You're going to all abandon me." And Peter said, "No, Lord. If everybody else abandons you, I will not abandon you."
那当耶稣要去十字架的时候，
那 that's what you expect to hear from the Rock.
那耶稣跟门徒说你们会要抛弃我，然后。彼得说，即使所有人都抛弃我，你我都不会不认你的。
The problem is that when it actually happened, Peter denied Jesus three times.
但是问题就是，当那个耶稣被卖的那一夜，那彼得却三次不认主。
And Jesus said to him before it happened, "You will deny me three times before the cock crows."
但是耶稣其实也就预言了，他已经跟彼得说过，在鸡叫之前你会三次不认我。
No, never happen.
然后彼得说不会的，我怎么会不认你呢
？And yet, during Jesus' most difficult time, when he needed his men most, they betrayed him by abandoning.
当耶稣最需要他的门徒的支持的时候，那彼得就背弃了耶稣。
And Peter not only denied him, said, "I don't even know who that man is."
那彼得他不仅仅是不认主，而且他跟人说他根本就不知道这个人是谁。
Now, I don't have to ask you. That is a failure, big time.
那这是一个巨大的一个失败。
And if you put yourself in Peter's place, think about it, that you're Peter right now, you must have been ashamed. Big time. Ashamed.
如果你现在想，如果你是彼得的话，那个时候是应该一个很羞辱的一个时刻。
And he had to live with that shame for days, for at least 3 days. He lived with the shame of knowing that he had betrayed his best friend.
那彼得他至少有三天的时间，他是忍受着这些耻辱，他知道自己做错了。
So through the crucifixion of Christ, we don't see Peter. Through the burial of Christ, we don't see Peter.
所以当耶稣钉十字架，当耶稣被埋葬的时候，我们没有看到彼得。
Even through the resurrection of Christ, Peter wasn't there till later.
那即使是耶稣升天的时候呢，彼得是稍后才出现的。
The Bible focuses on what is the redemption of Peter as a very special thing. In John 21, the chapter, it's all about how Jesus redeems Peter.
那今天我们读的这个经文在约翰福音的21章，那这边讲的是圣经里面用一些特殊的方式描述了彼得的救赎。
So remember the story in John 21. Jesus, now resurrected, tells his apostles.In a small room, that he'll meet them at Galilee, the big lake.
那这个时候，耶稣他已经复活了，然后他说我们要在那个加利利那边，
They don't know what's going on. they think that it's all over. They go back to their chosen profession of fishing. They're supposed to be fishing for men. Now they go out and go back to fishing. That's what they knew.
那这些耶稣的门徒呢？他们以前也是打鱼的，所以他们认为耶稣已经死了，所以已经一切都结束了，所以他们再又回去打鱼了。
And they were fishing all night. Didn't catch anything.
他们就整晚都打鱼，但什么都没有打到。
Don't miss that, because these guys were fishermen all their life. And they failed at the one thing they were supposed to be good at.
那这些人都是职业的渔夫，那但他们那一夜却什么都没打到，所以他们又是个大的失败。
So the picture we have is Jesus is on the shore, he's had a little fire, and he's cooking breakfast for these guys.
那这时候耶稣呢是在岸边，在那边做早餐。
So he looks at, he yells at them from on shore, he says, "Do you guys have any fish?"
然后在经文里说，耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？你们有没有打到鱼啊？
No, they don't have any fish. And Jesus knows they don't have any fish.
其实耶稣是知道他们没有打到鱼的。
Jesus is sitting there waiting for them. They were failures in this profession of theirs as well. And they must have felt like total failures. They can't get this apostle thing right. They can't get fishing right. Total failure.
那这些人都是一群失败者，但是他们打鱼也没有成功，然后得人如得鱼也没有得也成功。
But notice what the word that Jesus refers to them as. What's the word that he calls them when he yells to them, according to the Bible?
那在圣经里面，耶稣喊他们
什么呢？Hey, you guys. He doesn't say, "Hey, you fishermen." He doesn't say, "Hey."You betrayers, you abandoners. He doesn't say that. What does he say?
然后在圣经里面，他并没有说你们这些背叛者，你们这些陌生人，你们这些失败者。
He calls out to them and he says, "Friends."
但是耶稣在圣经里面说小子就是
朋友。Friends, have you have any fish?
就耶稣称为了朋友，小子们，你们有没有打到鱼？
These are the guys that deserted him. Friends, he calls them.
然后耶稣就喊他们朋友。
When John yells out, they're all on the boat. John yells out, "It's the Lord!"
那当约翰说是主。
I never saw this before when I was reading this passage. Peter, he doesn't row into the shore with the guys. He jumps out of the boat.
那牧师以前读
into the water. He's all dressed. He jumps into the water. Peter just jumps into the water and swims to shore.
那以前读圣经的时候没有注意到这一点。那当彼得听说是主的时候，是耶稣的时候，他立即就跳进水里。
In the Greek, if you read it, he flung himself into the water. He's like, "I'm gonna go see this guy. That's my Jesus."
然后在原文里面，他是就直接就跳在水里面，他非常想要见耶稣，他就没有划船到岸边。
The last time he sees Jesus, he's denying him, and now he's jumping into the water to reconcile himself.With the Savior that he loved.
那上一次见耶稣的时候，他是背叛了耶稣。但这一次，他看到耶稣，他立即跳进水里，想要跟他所爱的人和好。
But second chances, new slates aren't quite that easy. Jesus looks at Peter after they had eaten, says, "Come chat with me. Come talk to me."He looks at Peter and he says, "Peter, do you love me?"
那第二次机会，所以神呢，他会给这彼得第二次机会，所以他这个时候呢，就看着彼得就说，彼得，你爱我吗？
Now they're at a little fire in the morning eating fish. They finish and Jesus looks at him and says, "Peter, do you love me?"
那这个场景是他们当时在吃早饭，吃了以后。
That fire must have reminded Peter of the fire the night.
那就是在做早饭的时候还有炭火，那这些可能呢，这些火呢就会让彼得就想到了他背叛耶稣那个晚上。
Jesus' question, "Do you love me, Peter?" must have hurt.
那这个时候，耶稣这个问题，彼得你爱我吗？一定可能刺穿了彼得。
And he said to the Lord, "Lord, yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
然 然后彼得就回答说主啊你知道我爱你
Then Jesus said again Peter do you love me
然后耶稣又问彼得彼得你爱我吗
Again Peter must have been agonizing
那这个时候彼得他有点
Yes Lord
又在想着为什么要这样问呢？哎呀，我这个时候真是很难受。是的，主，我爱你。
And then Jesus asked him a third time.
那这时候耶稣又问他第三次。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗
？Now people spend a lot of time talking about the words in Greek, one agape love versus phileo. The question is.It may look as though Jesus is being rough on Peter because he's asking him three times.
那当我们一开始读的时候，好像就是耶稣可能是对彼得有点点严厉，因为他问他三次这样的问题。
But what Jesus is really doing in that passage is taking the three denials that Peter had and converting them.He's giving him a chance at redemption for each of the times he denied Christ. So it's not Jesus being rough on Peter. It's Jesus trying to save Peter.
但是如果我们想到当时彼得他是三次不认主，所以耶稣这三次呢，其实是给彼得有三次机会，能够有这样的一个救赎的这样的机会。
He took Peter's denials.And turn them into a proclamation of love. It's very important.
然后他把彼得他三次的这样的一个否认主，然后变成了一个让他自己有这样的悔改的这样的一个机会。
And it's important because he wants to do that for you guys, for each of you.
那这是重要的，因为是耶稣其实对于我们每一个人也有这样的一个
When you
提供这样的机会。
No. Not today am I going to be a follower of Christ. Nope, not in this situation am I going to be a follower of Christ. No, I'm going to fail again on purpose because I don't like what's going on here. Jesus comes back and gives you another chance and says to you, I love you. Do you love me?
那当我们说了做了好多以前做过一些错事，然后说我们不愿意跟随耶稣，然后我们说做了错事的时候，那耶稣还会继续问我们这个问题，你爱我吗？愿意跟随我吗？
One of my favorite writers is a guy named John Ortberg.
那牧师有一个喜爱的一个作家的约翰，他这样说。
And he has written in quotes this, redeeming is what God is into.
他这个作家他这样写道，救赎是神的旨意。
God is the finder of directionally challenged sheep.
神是发现迷途羔羊的人。
He is the searcher of missing coins.
他是寻找失落硬币的人。
He is the embracer of the foolish prodigal son.
他是拥抱回头浪子的人。
God's favorite department. Guess what God's favorite department is?
你知道神他最喜欢的部门是什么吗？
The lost and found.
是失物招领处。
If there's one way, Ortberg says, that people underestimate God,
如果有一个方法，有一点是那个彼得他低估了神的话。
And his love for them, it is in the way that he has a loving longing to forgive us continually.
那就是神他一直是非常的渴望用他的爱来宽恕我们。
The third point or third attitude is that what this all means is that today is a new day.
那第三点就是我们刚才所说的所有的。
This is a new year.
就说今天现在是新年。
I think it's the year of the rat. Yes?Joseph says, yep, that's right. I think I was born in the year of the monkey.
今年是新年了。
But this is a new year for you.
这是对我们来说新的一年。
So you take your resolutions that Robin talked about, and you put them here. Okay, you may blow a couple of them. Some of you probably already went off your diets. But what you do is to know that God loves you so much that he forgives you. It's never the end for you that you did something wrong. Get back up. Ask for repentance.
那当我们新年的时候，有很多新年的志愿，那可能有些志愿成功了，有些可能有些失败，但这都不重要。重要的是我们知道神爱我们，他们有没有很好的机会。
Your future is open, wide open. The days ahead of you are wide open.
那我们知道我们的未来是光明的，是非常开放的。
Your future is as bright as the promises of God.
我们的未来就像是跟神的应许一样的光明。
You're gonna fail again.But failure does not finish you.
我们还是会失败，但失败并不把我们终结。
God can forgive all your sin.
神可以宽恕我们所有的罪。
Redeem anything that you've done.
赎回我们所做的一切。
Your future is not dictated by your past.
我们的未来并不是由我们的过去所定义的。
Something new is right around the corner.
新的事物在等着我们。
The Apostle Paul, he knew how to face the future and its uncertainty, and to face it without anxiety and fear.
那使徒保罗他知道如何面对未来的不确定性。
He said, "Not that I have already obtained, but I have already made myself perfect. But I press on to take hold of that which Christ took hold of me."
在腓立比书这样说，这不是说我已经得着了，而已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
The one thing I do, again, this is Paul. The one thing I do, notice that. The one thing I do is I press on towards the prize, which God has called me heavenwardly in Christ Jesus.I press on. So I'm going to encourage you all to press on.
那腓立比书继续这样说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我得来的赏赐。所以鼓励大家是忘记背后，努力面前。
That's all nice, Pastor Mike. What am I supposed to do? What are we supposed to do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
Well, what does it mean to press on?
那努力面前意味着什么呢？
It's not enough just to straighten yourself out.
那我们光光拍拍身上的灰尘还不够。
It's not enough to try to make clean things happen.
那我们只是去进行清洁还是不够。
It's not enough to make yourselves better.
只是把自己变得更做一个更好的人还是不够。
Not enough to make yourselves a little better.
那我们大家一起说，光把我们自己弄得更好一些是不够的。
I'm going to get up an hour early. I'm going to eat less fat. No more bacon.
那有些人的新年志愿就是他要早起，然后他要少吃点脂肪。今天会对你会更好一点。
It's not about those kind of things. It's not about making yourself better.
但这并不仅仅是让我们成为一个更好一点的人。
You cannot carry God around with you like he's a rabbit's foot in your pocket and pull him out whenever you want to get something.
那我们不能把神像放一个兔子脚一样的放在口袋里。
We all know that God is life itself, don't we?
那我们知道神就是生命本身。
New power, new opportunities will come to you if you have a new relationship with Jesus Christ and God.
那当我们跟神有新的关系的时候，我们就可以跟他有这样的一个新的一个开始。
You are full of yourself, and you concentrate so much on yourself. When you're so full of ego, you're empty.
那 如果我们只是充满我们自己，只是专注在我们自己身上的时候，那我们其实是空的。
When I look back in the Bible, it was the filling of the Holy Spirit that changed the church.
那当看圣经的话，那只是当圣灵充满的时候，才能够改变教会。
They took those little apostles who had come and believed, maybe, and transformed them by the power of the Holy Spirit into a world-changing entity.
那当早期教会的时候，是一群有共同信仰的人，但是圣灵把这群有共同信仰的人呢，转变成为改变世界的一个这样的一个运动。
The answer doesn't come by having your needs met.
那只是满足我们的需求，或者让我们感觉良好，这并不是答案。
That's always nice, but that's not the way change happens.
那这些都不错，但是这并不是我们所需要的答案。
Getting your needs met, getting better, can never take the place of obeying God.
满足我们的需求，让我们自己感觉更良好，并不应该比顺服神更重要。
So I urge you all to go into the Bible and seek God's truth and apply it when you get new chances.
所以鼓励大家好好读圣经，然后寻找真理，然后应用在我们的生命中。
Now you know, because you can do this, we can all take a man, clean him up, put him in a new suit.Right? We can all do that. But only God can take a suit and put a new man into it.
那我们知道我们都可以打扮一个人把他收拾干净穿上新衣服。
I can change myself, I can lose weight, I can change my outward appearance, I can get new glasses, I can get a new suit, I can change my hairstyle, I can wear new clothes, I can even change my attitude.
那我们可以戴一个新眼镜，换一个新衣服、新裤子、新手表，但是我们可以做些这样新的一些打扮。
I can get read books and find out how to influence people.
我们可以去读一些书，然后说怎么样能够更好的影响别人。我们可以交朋友。
But only Jesus can make all things new and give you a second chance.
但是只有耶稣，他可以给你让你。全部更新。
The future is not determined by your past. Let me say that again. The future is not determined by the past.
那我们的未来并不是由我们的过去所决定的。
Your future is not determined by who you are or used to be.
我们的未来并不是由我们以前是谁，那我们曾经是怎样。
Your future is determined by Jesus Christ, who He is.
那我们的未来是因为耶稣基督以及他是谁。那他以及他在你的生命中所借着你所做的事。
So, these are just a couple of next steps.
所以我们需要去做些什么事呢？
I'm going to suggest that you guys, sometime soon, if you haven't done so already, take some time to stand in front of a mirror.
那我们
a real mirror. Stand in front of a mirror.
所以鼓励大家找一面镜子，然后就看着镜子里面的自己。
If you're like me, you're going to go,Boy, that's a good-looking guy.
然后你看着镜子就说：“哇，这个人好帅啊。”
Try to stay away from that kind of stuff.
但是不要这样，不要这样说。
Take an honest look at yourself in the mirror.
那就很诚实的看着镜子你的自己。
Are there failures from last year or before that you need to acknowledge?
那过去的一年中，你有没有做过一些失败？
You need to confess.
你有没有需要忏悔的？
Are there people you have hurt?
你有没有？受到伤害或者伤害别人，或者你跟别人有这样的冲突，你或许应该跟他讲话。这有些可能对我们有点困难。
Bible says if you know your brother has something against you, you have to go talk before you go to the.
如果圣经里面说，如果你得罪了弟兄，你应该先与他们和好，然后再来献祭。那这时候应该先跟弟兄姐妹和好。
That's the first step.
这是第一。
Go from a mirror. Just look yourself. Take good evaluation.
然后就照着镜子，看着镜子里面做一些自我省察。
I want you secondly to read the scriptures that talk about God's grace. Not the ones that talk about His holiness. That's important. But you need to know about God's grace and love for you, His forgiving nature. You need to remember that's who He really is.
那 那我们要知道，圣经里面充满了神的恩典。那
Thirdly, sit down and rest once in a while. And when you do that, ask yourself, what doors is God opening for me in my life? What doors is God opening?
然后另外一个就坐下来。
And when you do that, you got to look. You got to take time and look at your life. Where's God working in my life? Where's God coaxing me?
另外好好醒察看看神在我们的生命中开了哪扇门。
What new opportunities is God going to give me this year? Maybe you're working with kids. God doesn't want you to work with kids anymore. Maybe he wants you to work with men. Maybe you're a worship leader. God wants you to not worship anymore. He wants you to write a book. I don't know what it is. You've got to figure that out for yourselves. But there's something new God wants to do in each of your lives.There's a new thing out there that God has been talking to you about, and you just keep going. Later, I'll talk to you later. Talk to him now.
那今年我们好好醒察一下，神在我们的生命中开了哪些新的门，有些哪些新的机会。
When God opens those doors that He's been opening, what do you need to do to walk through that door?
那醒察以后，我们就要看看这个神究竟给我们让我们做些什么，可以通过这些门呢？穿过这些门。
Lastly, we need to pray.
最后我们也需要祷告。
We need to constantly be in a spirit of prayer. Make this year a year where you can, if you don't make any other resolution, make a resolution to spend some time with Him in prayer.
那如果你还没有做任何的其他的新年志愿的话，那建议大家把祷告放在其中一部分。你记得那个年轻人吗？击球都错过了。然后他知道自己不是最好的击手，但他是最好的扔球的人。那神会让我们成为最好的，在哪一方面成为最好的呢？让我们祷告。
Father, we can never tell you.How grateful we are that you are a God of the do-over, a God of second chances.
神啊，我们真是非常的感恩，你给我们这样的第二次的机会。
Since the time began, Father, you've been giving men new opportunities to get closer to you.
自从起初，你就给人有这样的第二次机会，能够跟随你。
As we talk about resolutions at this time of year, Father.May we look to what we can do to be more useful as a tool for you in this world.
当我们每个人都思考我们新年志愿的时候，让我们祷告成为你的更好的器皿，被你所使用。
It's not about getting better for ourselves. It's about dying to self so we can be better for you.
那并不是让我们成为更好的自我，而是让我们能够更好的为你死，然后为你使用。
I thank you for my brothers and sisters in this congregation, Father.
我们为在座弟兄姐妹向你感谢。
And I ask that you would truly give them blessings this year.
感谢，求你给我们有这样的祝福。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
When do we do the benediction? Now or later? After.